Are you a fan of fasting? Have you perfected it? Well, I've been working on this for the last 2 years and using supplements and different styles of fasting to get the most out of it. In this episode, I bring on an expert supplement guru, Dave Sherwin from Dairobi Health, and he picks apart my fasting routine and gives me some great pointers. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years. I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. This is part 2 of 3 of an interview I did with Dave Sherwin. If you want to catch up, go back an episode.
Dave, let's move on to the next episode. I kind of wanted to pick your brain. I was on your show the other day and we were talking about fasting. I'm kind of more into the longer fasting where you kind of do the traditional intermittent fasting. I was telling you about my stack. I wanted you to kind of pick it apart and any suggestions you'd have of what kind of things that you could add to the fast, one without breaking the fast, raising your glucose up. What do you think about those?
Okay. First of all, based on my research, and I've interviewed folks from Victor Longo's place, which I believe that their fasting center at UCLA is the leading fasting think tank on the planet. That's just my opinion. And I've talked to them and their doctors. And first of all, I would say I've learned, take a little pressure off yourself about the words break a fast.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, there's a new concept I think you're going to hear more and more about called dirty fasting, where you get many of the benefits of fasting while filling in some deficiencies and eating a little bit of food. And so you're still getting autophagy, you're still getting fat loss, you're still getting more mental clarity and all those other benefits. But what you're not doing is depleting your system of important things. So I would say, within reason, don't worry too much about how many calories or whatever. The source of those calories and having them come mostly from fat, I think, is important. But pay attention to this world of dirty fasting. That being said, one of the reasons why I like the dirty fasting thing is because I am really big on supplements, right? I don't want any deficiencies. I want to make sure my vitamin D, zinc, chromium, all my levels, C, whatever, all of it. I want it all at the right levels all the time because they're foundational to our health. And I find that I need to be taking some of them, not all, some of them every 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And so if you're doing an intermittent fast, let's say you're a guy who's doing an intermittent fast where you have lunch at noon and a dinner at 6. Okay. So you got an 18-hour window. Here's the problem. There's some supplements you should have taken at 6 a.m. and some at 6 p.m. or roughly on 12. Like I already talked about our turmeric. Curcuminoids are one of those things that your body doesn't make it. You have to ingest it. And after 12 hours, it's really depleted. And so by keeping it in your system, so I take one of these in the morning, one of these at night. So my fasting stack, let me just go through it. So I have Eat Anything, which is a prebiotic probiotic enzyme for digestion. I have electrolytes are critical. We have Mimi's Miracle Minerals is a trace mineral supplement with over 70 in it. I take those. For immune system boosting, I take glutathione. I take our Mimi's Miracle Multi. And that has actually maca in it, which is a superfood. It has all the things that most people are deficient in, which is vitamin D, chromium, zinc. I named some of them earlier. It also has some cool things like CoQ10, choline, etc. And so it's kind of borderline that we call it a multi. It has some vitamins in it, but it's really more of a functional supplement designed for adults to address everything from weight loss, energy, and the top vitamin deficiencies or mineral deficiencies that people have. So it's kind of a unique product. So the other one that I take is I take a greens powder and that's how I drink it. Okay. And that has adaptogens, it has greens, it has reds. And I think I've covered, and this is important. I also take an omega. Most people have an omega in their cup. Well, that's really important because if you're not having your supplements with a meal, the fat soluble vitamins won't go into your system unless you have fat. Yeah. Okay. So this is pure form omegas. I love this one. It's from this doctor in Canada who's one of the top pain experts in the world. This is he actually helps people who are either dying or in a chronic pain. And he found that the omegas really helps, but he didn't like the fish oil based ones. So anyways, those are plant based. But regardless, taking an omega with those things is what makes it so that all those things will absorb into your system. So there's water based vitamins and there's fat soluble based, right? So what happens is this fasting stack I just showed you is kind of a tiny meal. I mean, it's not like it's really filling or anything. These are all pills and a green drink, right?
Yeah.
It's very low calorie, but the combination of it is fantastic. Like I said, you're getting all those nutrients when you need them, which is first thing in the morning. And then they're in your system all day until you take any of those that you should take twice a day, like the prebiotic probiotic enzyme, the turmeric, the glutathione, and the electrolytes. Those are the ones I take with dinner.
Okay. And do you take all the ones that you take twice a day? Every time you take those, do you take one of the omegas just to get that fat in there to pull?
Not
the
at dinner because I'm getting the fat from my dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this, but for me doing a longer fast, I would need to think like that because I'm
That's right. Generally speaking, you want to take this little fasting stack I just said before your workout.
Okay.
And so you'll want more of those omegas before your workout. So these ones you take one capsule per 30 pounds of body weight, right? So let's say you weigh 180, that's six capsules. What I would do is I would take four of them in the morning and I'd take two of them in the evening to just give a little bit of fat to digest that other stuff.
Okay. And then that's kind of your fasting stack. Do you still take any of those that you mentioned on normal eating days?
I take all of those every day. I fast every day. I do intermittent fasting every day.
Okay. Gotcha. Anything you would add for someone who's doing the longer fast or just keep those dosages like you were just mentioning?
No, I think that people who do longer fasts, they kind of already know all the basics. I think these ones work for long fast, short fast. These are foundational. Everything I just said, I mean, minerals, vitamins, omegas, these are all absolutely foundational. Chromium, most people are deficient in chromium. That's just a medical fact. According to Mount Sinai, I think they said 78% of people. And then and zinc also, many people are deficient. And so getting those, and your body can't make a lot of this stuff, right? Like you've got to get it from food. Your body makes glutathione, unfortunately. The level it can make goes down steadily as you get older. And so glutathione is a wonderful thing to supplement. But no, I think that fasting stack would be pretty awesome for anybody. And the only other things I'd consider are those things that you learn from your blood work. So if you take this as your foundation, but then your blood work finds you're low on selenium, potassium, calcium, you know, whatever, then I would add that on as well if your blood work requires it.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, how does my audience get a hold of you? If they want to contact you, check out your website, you have any social media handles. Obviously, you have the Dairobi Health Show podcast that I recommend everyone listen to. And I think I told you yesterday, it's actually literally my second favorite podcast that I've listened to.
I love that.
It's just everything I'm into.
I'm so excited.
So you got one person that likes your voice, Dave. So I'm part of that one.
I love it.
Third.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I've had some just amazing guests. I mean, that's what makes the show so good. Although I'm doing more topically focused now and less guests. But regardless, yeah, the show it's at dairobi.com. And there's a couple cool resources for free there, Brad. If you click on resources, just down the homepage a little bit, you can download a PDF with the Undiet that I talked about earlier. And then I have something called the Virtuous Cycle, 24 hours of how to live in a really healthy way. And I'm really into that. I really believe. And that's like a PDF you can print and put on your fridge. And I think people would find that very interesting. It just kind of goes around a 24-hour clock showing you kind of what to do. That's just called the Virtuous Cycle. So, and there's other free resources there as well. I'm also doing more on YouTube. I'm putting out more video. And that's Dairobi Health is the handle on YouTube for those of you that are YouTubers. We also have an Instagram account, Dairobi Health, and our Facebook on Facebook as well.
Awesome. And my audience always knows I'll put all this in the show notes, all the links, the 10% off coupon. Appreciate that you're offering that to my audience, Dave. And I just want to thank you so much for jumping on. And I could tell you definitely in the future, I want you back on too.
It's funny. I was just going to say the same thing. I need to have you back on my podcast. We've had some great discussions. I'd like to have more. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.